This message is on the winning attitude of positive self-control. Positive self-control is the attitude that you take the responsibility for causing your own effects in life. It's a very important theme because losers let it happen and winners make it happen. And when you're able to understand this attitude, you'll have the key to decision-making or making up your mind on your goals easily and effectively. Because winners first want to win, then they discover that they're in control of making it happen. And all the images and all the goals that they have set become easily attained because they realize that they're driving. The true meaning of self-control is often misunderstood. Many people interpret self-control as getting a good grip on yourself or remaining cool and passive under pressure. But self-control, as it relates to the psychology of winning, is synonymous with responsibility. And winners take full responsibility for their own lives. They believe in cause and effect, and they have that wonderful philosophy that life is a do-it-to-yourself program. Self-control implies freedom for individuals to choose among many alternatives and to shape their own destinies. I know many people believe that fate or luck or karma or possibly their astrological signs have shaped the outcome of their lives. And these underachievers are people who feel that life is mostly determined by circumstances or predestination or being at the right place at the right time. And they're more likely to give in to doubt and fear and to be wishy-washy and indecisive in the face of a decision that could have led them to true success in their lives. People who are aware that they exert control over what happens to them in life are happier, and they're able to choose more appropriate responses to what occurs. And those people who cannot make up their minds for fear of making the wrong choice, vacillating in indecision, simply do not meet their goals, which is a requisite for success. Rather, these people take their place among the rank and file of the also-rans, and they trudge along in bland mediocrity. When you know where you're going and know that you're driving, you can make decisions quickly and easily. And because of this one fact, the winners in life seem to have their minds made up automatically. They're propelled forward without hesitation because they and everyone else knows where they're going and knows that nothing is permitted to block their path. All individuals are what they are and where they are because of a composite of all of their own doings at one time or another in their life. And although their innate characteristics and environment are given to them initially, the decisions that they make determine whether they actually win or lose their particular game of life. Voltaire likened life to a game of cards. Each player must accept the cards that life deals him or her. But once in hand, he or she alone must decide how to play the cards in order to win the game. The writer John Erskine put it a little differently when he wrote, "Though we sometimes speak of a primrose path, we all know that a bad life is just as difficult, just as full of work, obstacles, and hardships as a good one. The only choice is the kind of life one would care to spend one's efforts on." Whether you're a bum on Skid Row or a high achiever or a happy individual, you can pat yourself on the back, taking the credit or the blame for your place. You took over control from your parents when you were about 7 years old and maybe even earlier, maybe even at birth, and you've been in the driver's seat ever since. You know, I didn't realize until I was about 35 that I'm behind the wheel in my life. I thought it was the government or my father or maybe even my astrological forecast. I should have taken the hint from my daughter when she was only 11 months old herself. She was in her high chair for dinner, and I decided she should eat some nourishing strained squash. I tasted it to test the temperature. It wasn't delicious, but I knew it was good for her. And I held the little curved spoonful out and gently entreated to her, "Open up, honey. Daddy has some yummy squash for you." She stared coldly at me and clamped her mouth shut in passive defiance. But being in total control of the situation, I simply did what every good father does. I pressed her cheeks firmly together with my two fingers and forced her mouth open. I then neatly inserted the spoonful of squash in her mouth and quietly but firmly ordered, "Go on and swallow it. It's good for you." And do you know what she did? She spit it out all over the tray in my new necktie. She had decided at age 11 months that she didn't like the taste of strained squash. And so children do begin to take control of their lives at an early age. Many children learn how to control their parents' lives as well, long before they know how to talk in complete sentences. Whining receives attention. Crying gets consolation. Tantrums create havoc. It's just as easy to incite mommy against daddy when you're young as when you're old, just like on TV. Are you steering your ship, or are you victim to the ill or fair winds of fate? Are you a puppet dangling from the strings of your heredity and environment? Are there a lot of things you have to do in life that have been forced upon you? I know many men who have to work late at the office, as if the company or their bosses made them. Well, I never have to work late. I decide to work late sometimes because there are important things that I want to get done. People who have to do things usually resent doing them or are not happy doing them, and they're not very effective performers as well. If you feel you have to do anything in life, in that sense, you're irresponsible in that act. Responsible self-control is the path to mental health and frequently to physical health as well. Current research into biobehavior and biofeedback programs have verified the human potential for the control of body functions and brainwave emissions through specialized training and discipline. It is possible and maybe even practical for us to control our pulse rate, our threshold of pain, our brainwave frequencies, and other body functions as a means of positive health maintenance in the future. Today, hundreds of biofeedback clinics are springing up all over the country, teaching people how to raise their body temperature to prevent the onset of a migraine headache, or how to dilate their arteries to permit a greater blood flow to the heart, and how to relax muscles and nerve endings. You know, you and I exert much more voluntary control over what we thought were involuntary body functions than we ever imagined. There's also been a remarkable breakthrough in psychology, led by the late Abraham Maslow and Carl Rogers and William Glasser and Viktor Frankl and other prominent humanists. This new movement, which is optimistic about human growth and potential, is commonly referred to as responsibility psychology. It holds that irresponsibility and valuelessness lead to abnormal behavior, neuroses, and mental deterioration. The treatment for individuals suffering from these symptoms includes showing them that they need not be hung up on the past, but are responsible for their present actions as well as their future behavior. And psychiatrist Glasser and the others have found that when neurotic individuals are helped to assume personal responsibility, the prognosis for recovery is good. In case after case, they verify that responsible self-control leads to sound mental health. So the winning human beings realize that everything in life is volitional. Even being alive is a volition. And everything in life I decide to do because it's profitable to me. And there's nothing that I have to do. You don't have to go to work. You don't have to pay taxes. You don't have to fix dinner or have babies or even get up in the morning. You decide to do the things you do because they're profitable to you and they're the best choice among the alternatives available to help you toward your goals. So the high achievers in life and the real winners are wide open to choices, and they constantly look for a better way to do it. People who have to do things are irresponsible. They're not in control, and they're puppets caught in the habit of letting life happen to them, and they're the losers in life because losers let it happen and winners make it happen. In his excellent book on self-renewal, John Gardner states that winning individuals do not leave the development of their potential to chance. They pursue it systematically and look forward to an endless dialogue between their potentialities and the claims of life. Not only the claims they encounter, but the claims that they invent. And daily, thousands are finding that there's a bright new world out there to be discovered. And they're demonstrating the truth of Gardner's statement that we don't even know we've been imprisoned until we've broken out. We are not only victims of habit. In a very real sense, each of us becomes a prisoner of hundreds of restrictions of our own making. Teenagers have a strong need to conform to the standards of their group. While they may feel that their special way of grooming is an act of independence, on the contrary, their styles and activities adhere very strictly to the peer group code. and those who refuse to be responsible for their own deeds, looking to others for their behavior cues, have not reached responsible maturity. Unfortunately, many adults spend their entire lives at this level of immaturity. As we grow into adulthood, we make decisions that progressively narrow our opportunities and alternatives. We select only a few friends out of the thousands with whom we rub elbows every day, usually people with whom we agree, and thus we limit the input of fresh ideas. We choose our educational level, which in turn determines to a great extent our jobs and our associates. And from day to day, we seek the path of least resistance, comfortable in our safe, established ways. Well, the responsible winners look to the shackles they've placed on themselves by apathy and lack of imagination, and in a moment of truth, they decry their predicament and make a declaration of independence. They assert their option to choose and assume their rightful role of personal responsibility. Famed anthropologist, sociologist Margaret Mead, in her newest book, calls personal responsibility our most important evolution, and the notion that we are the product of our environment our biggest sin. There should be a statue of responsibility standing in Los Angeles or San Francisco Bay to match the Statue of Liberty, because there can be no liberty or freedom without responsibility. We will be free only as long as we can use freedom responsibly. The law of cause and effect is forever the ruler in our lives. Now, I'd like to give you some techniques for developing a winning attitude of positive self-control, because it's so important to realize that you're driving. First, eliminate the words "I have to" and "I can't" from your vocabulary. Get rid of them. There's nothing you have to do. Second, list alternative choices to your current habits, especially those habits you don't care for. Put some new choices down on paper. Three, take the credit and the blame for your decisions openly, but especially take the credit because you got yourself there. Number four, affirm the self-talk that my rewards in life will always match my service. And fifth, learn how to relax and take more control of your body by meditation and learning some deep relaxation techniques. And study and learn more about biofeedback techniques by learning how to take voluntary control of your involuntary body functions. Learn how to relax your muscles to get rid of tension. Learn how to elevate your skin temperature to get rid of headaches. And learn how to relax and elevate your temperature to increase your blood flow and to reduce your heart rate. And set a specific time each week to initiate some action letters and action phone calls in your own behalf. Because the winners in life don't wait for invitations to succeed. They make them happen. In other words, winners make it happen. So put on paper and create your own horoscope in life. Positive self-control is the attitude that you take responsibility for causing your own effects in life.